This is the Poetry Magazine podcast. I'm Dawn Scherer, editor of Poetry Magazine.
I'm Christina Pugh, consulting editor.
And I'm Lindsay Garbutt, associate editor. On the Poetry Magazine podcast, we discuss a poem or two in the current issue.
Anu Lakan is a writer and editor based in Trinidad and Tobago. Her chapbook, Letters to Kay, was published in 2018.
Okay, so first of all, being a Caribbean poet, there's generally an expectation that you're going to write about Caribbean-themed things or sound Caribbean in some way that someone from outside has decided is what Caribbean sounds like. And having an equine obsession doesn't really seem to be where people think my head would be at or what they'd expect to hear.
Lakan has a series of five equine-themed poems, one of which is featured in poetry this month.
Lakan says that in the literary world, it's easier to find a Caribbean writer living abroad than it is to find one working in Trinidad and Tobago.
I understand why people leave. It's not that I don't. The opportunities for publishing, for having a wider readership, for settling down, you know, nice and quiet and comfortable at a university and having 4 months off every year to be able to just write and then you teach a handful of courses during the year. That's incredibly seductive, but it would kill me. I just don't have that wandering spirit.
Here's Anu Lakan reading If Suddenly.
If suddenly she rears, pulls, pitches into the lightning. If the split sky strikes, splinters the glassy ground. Her stride is a circle growing smaller. When she sees the stars, all skies have storms, and she has seen them. If she shies and starts, when she skids, when she lowers her eyes, if she stops to listen, nervous rider, beware.
That's, to me, that especially the end of the poem, it's sort of like a new take on Yeats or something. It's like rider,
yes,
beware.
Yeah. This poem is so incredibly sibilant. There are so many S sounds in this poem, which they contribute to this sense of, you know, the nervous rider being almost whispered to in the end. I counted only one line that doesn't have an S sound, which is into the lightning. It's just such a powerful consonantal sound here, like wind, like whispering. It's so carefully constructed with the way the poem is moving formally from a tercet, a three-line stanza, a few of those into a quatrain, four-line stanza, and then that single line on its own, nervous rider, beware. It just seems to me there's a lot of interesting stress in this poem in the way that sound is used.
Yeah, it has. I mean, the S sounds, as you were saying, do that sort of shushing or whispering reassurance maybe, but it also, because of the way it's split sky strikes or splinters or shies and starts and skids, there's this kind of like forward and then stop motion that happens in a lot of the syllables. So it's the sort of experience of being on what I imagined originally, a nervous horse. So a horse kind of like stops and starts or is not sure where it's supposed to go or how it's supposed to move with the rider. But what's interesting about the poem is that it's actually the rider who's framed as nervous, not the horse. And so it's understandable that an anxious horse might make a rider nervous, but it's also possible that a nervous rider makes the horse nervous. So if you don't actually know what you're doing, you're creating the environment for yourself. And I think that's a really interesting shift that the poem does at the end there.
You can read If Suddenly by Anu Lakan in the July and August 2019 double issue of Poetry Magazine or online at poetrymagazine.org. If you're not yet a subscriber to the magazine, and you really should be one, for a limited time, we're offering podcast listeners a special rate of $20. That's $20 for a full year of the freshest voices in contemporary poetry featured in 11 book-length issues, as well as free digital access on our mobile app. Visit poetrymagazine.org/podcast offer to subscribe. That's poetrymagazine.org/podcast offer.
We'll have another episode for you next week, where you can hear all four featured poets in the full-length podcast on SoundCloud.
Let us know what you thought of this program. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org, and please link to the podcast on social media.
The Poetry Magazine podcast is recorded by Ed Herman and produced by Rachel James.
The theme music for this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. I'm Lindsay Garbett.
I'm Christina Pugh.
And I'm Don Scher. Thanks for listening.